I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. Our starters are going to play. Everyone's going to play. I've been pretty consistent with the thought of reps are the most important thing to get him up to speed. And by the plan that we had a week ago, we were able to get him probably somewhere between 80 and 100 more reps than we would have been able to do had he played in the game. This week, it's a different schedule, different length of time in terms of in between games and all that. And so our plan right now is the guys that sat out last week, they will be playing this week.
Yeah, now we're talking reps. It's a we're back to the race. And we are back on the Rahimi and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Felt like we were in the pit, like getting our tires changed.
Felt like it there for a second, like we stubbed our toe in the race. And now we are back in the race. Starters are playing. Rahimi and Harris. I'm Mark Rohde filling in for Layla. We've got Clay Harbor in the house for another full segment here. We'll talk about Caleb in a second, but let's talk about the Bears running game just a little bit. And specifically, since we saw a decent amount of him on Sunday, and he is a Bears rookie seventh rounder, he's Kyle Manungai. He had 6 carries for 30 yards in that game, had a long of 13, a 5-yard average per carry. I want to know what Clay thinks about him. And first, let's hear from the Bears running backs coach Eric Bieniemy on the rookie runner, Kyle Manungai.
The thing that I appreciate about him is that he brings his hard hat to work every single day. He understands that he's not perfect, but on top of that, there's things that we all need to work on. And he does a great job of making sure that he's working on the three little things, whatever that is that he needs to work on a day-to-day basis. The beauty of it is he perfect? No. Has he made mistakes? Yes, he has. But it ain't too many mistakes that he's made that he's repeated that mistake. And so that's all you can ask of a kid who's coming in for the first time and having this opportunity to compete. So I'm happy where he is. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. But we still got necessary steps that we need to continue to take to help him to grow and become the player that we expect him to be.
That is Eric Bieniemy, the Bears running backs coach, talking about seventh-round rookie Kyle Manungai. I guess my question is in regards to Kyle Manungai, and you definitely, Clay Harbor, react to what you just heard or what you've seen so far from Manungai, because I know you've done the deep dive on the tape. The bigger question for me is, do you think that this guy will be an actual contributor to the Chicago Bears in their running backs room in 2025?
I think he has to be. Because this running back room is pretty thin. You obviously got DeAndre Swift, who's going to get the lion's share, no pun intended. I know Ben Johnson came from the Lions of the carries last year. Ben Johnson, people forget, they think of him as this offensive mind that loves to throw the ball. He was top 5 in rushing attempts last year. He was top 5 in yards per carry per rush last year. This guy loves to run the football, and I think he did it the right way by building the offensive line first, which will help these running backs to look better. So I think DeAndre Swift will look better. I know a lot of people in Chicago are kind of down on him, but I think he'll have a comeback year. He's looked pretty solid in camp. I think Manungai has to step up. he's a guy they can trust. 707 total carries in college, 668 rushes without a single fumble. So you know you can trust him not to turn the ball over. Watching the tape, I just finished the All-22 this morning, started last night. I thought he had a solid game. He got beat once in pass protection, which got his quarterback absolutely crushed. But I think he can improve there. He's shown in college that he can be a pass protector. Running the football, he ran hard. He missed a couple reads. He should have stayed front side. He cut it back too soon. But besides that, I thought he made some good reads. He ran hard. Great yak, yards after contact. 19 yards after contact on 6 carries, Marshall.
That's impressive.
That's not bad. Contact balance.
My favorite thing about what was said about him by Eric Bieniemy is they asked him if he was fast enough, and he was like, he's 4 fast enough. Because that's all that matters. 4.5 yards per carry.
Exactly. And that's what David Montgomery... People say that about David Montgomery. David Montgomery ran a 4.6 at the combine. Is he fast enough? Look what Montgomery's doing now. Look how solid he was with Chicago on some very porous, to put it lightly, offensive line. So I think he could be a guy, not saying he's David Montgomery right now, but he could be a guy that could move into a player similar to David Montgomery, especially under this system.
Above or below or even with Roschon Johnson, how do you see it right now with the running back room?
I like Roschon. I thought Roschon looked really good in some of the short yardage carries he got in camp, but obviously he got hurt, and he hasn't been playing the last couple days, and I hope he'll be able to play in this game so we can have this competition back and forth. I haven't given up on Roschon. I remember the Roschon Johnson coming out of Texas, 6 yards per carry, all everything. People talking great about him. He'd catch the ball at the backfield. We haven't seen it. He doesn't look super fast, super explosive, but the guy's 6'2", 225, Marshall. He's going to put his shoulder down. He's going to run you over if you stand in front of him.
Run you over.
Right now.
So I haven't given up on Roschon. I think it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
Mark Grody, Clay Harbor, I'm Marshall Harris. This is Raheem and Harris talking about the Bears and what they're going to do ahead of preseason game number 2. If you didn't hear, the starters are playing. Ben Johnson says everyone will play. My question is, where will we see DJ Moore? Will it just be as a wide receiver? Will it be as a running back? How do you like this idea that he can be a Deebo Samuel type for the Bears?
I love it, man. You look at DJ Moore. Last year, he was 17th in yards after catch per reception. This guy, when he gets a ball in his hand, is basically a running back. He's got natural instincts. Just like Marshall Harris got natural instincts when he's talking, you know, the guy just knows what to say at the right time, especially if he's wingman and out at a bar or something. The guy's got instincts.
Wingman. I am a Hall of Famer wingman.
DJ Moore has instincts with the ball in his hands. This guy knows how to make guys miss. He's even running between the tackle. I remember watching one play next to my colleague Alex Shapiro at training camp. I go, was that DJ Moore or DeAndre Swift? He goes, that was DJ Moore. This guy cut it up in between the guard and the center and the inside run. Yeah. So you're not just running him outside. They're giving him inside carries, inside zone, outside zone carries, like he's an actual running back.
This is what you see in camp this year, you're talking?
This year?
Yeah, because he did run the ball. They did start handing the ball off to him a little bit last year as well.
Practice.
Okay.
In live period. Yeah. And okay. I couldn't believe, he looked fat. It was like a flash. So I've seen this guy look like a running back, and I'm very impressed.
I've been the one advocating for this, going back to last season. And Mark, tell me if you wouldn't agree with this. His first year as a Bear, when Justin Fields got him the ball in space, it's what he was doing after the catch that had people going, wow, okay, I see how good this guy is. I haven't been up on my Carolina Panthers, but now I see why they went and got him as part of this trade.
And it's something they figured out too late last year. And hey, I love a 30-yard pass down the middle to DJ Moore, you know, pinpoint from Caleb Williams. That's great. Or a deep ball, whatever the case may be, is. But it wasn't just handing the ball off to him. It was finally getting a couple screens to him. Here's the ball. You create something. And Shane Waldron figured that out, but it was a little bit too late. So I'm hoping that they actually, because sometimes you just see stuff in training camp that you never see the rest of the year. I'd like to see them do this for real, even with all the extra weapons they have right now.
And here's the other thing, that the thing I like the most about it, it's going to confuse the heck out of defenses, because you're going to come out there and 4 or 5 wide receivers and a tight end, 4 receivers and a tight end. They're gonna put DJ in the backfield. They're gonna put all defensive backs on the field because they think they're going 5 wide. Next thing you know, there's DJ Moore in the backfield running against a defense that doesn't have any linebackers on the field, or maybe they have 1 linebacker on the field. So this is just something else that defenses have to prepare for. You only get so much time in practice. Now you're preparing for a personnel grouping where DJ Moore is actually lined up at the running back and can run some zone, can run some gap scheme. Like, that is difficult to defend, and I love when you're so multiple and you have the ability to do that.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Feels like the difference between minoring and creating conflict and majoring and creating conflict for defenses. And that's what this feels like it potentially could be.
I like that. I like that. Caleb Williams, what have you seen from him? What have you seen when you have watched him in whether the dual joint practice or the times that you've been in camp?
Man, I mean, this is a tough one to talk about because you're going to get hate either way.
I know.
Okay, obviously, I'll be honest, Caleb hasn't looked great in camp. He's had some flashes. We've seen some good things. It hasn't been consistent. What I have seen is improvement. I've seen him improve, and the one thing you have to remember is this isn't linear. It's never going to be just a straight line all the way up. Sometimes you're going to have some little peaks and valleys, Marshall, and then you're going to shoot up.
I need a straight line one of these days. I don't want to hear this non-linear stuff anymore.
I'm going to need a stencil for that because I can't do it freehand. I'm just letting you know.
But I think he's getting better. He's getting better with the pre-snap stuff for sure. I'm seeing oppositing plays.
You're seeing oppo.
Okay. Oppositing plays.
Opposing
He's changing plays.
Plays.
He's making points. He's getting things done. There's still some procedural stuff he can improve on, but that is much better. He's handling the play call and spitting it out better. Next is obviously the progression, getting the ball out quicker. And that's the one thing that I would like to see him do more of. But you got to remember, and this is something I go back to my first training camp with Michael Vick. In training camp with Vick, I remember thinking, Michael Vick's okay. I thought this guy might be a little better. You know, he's a little late on some throws. He's not, on time on some stuff. Guess what? We get in the first game of the year, Kevin Cobb goes down. Michael Vick comes in against the Green Bay Packers. I'd never seen a guy play like that before because he's a playmaking quarterback. There's different style quarterbacks. Tom Brady in training camp and preseason, darts all over. Drew Brees, darts all over. Mike Vick, yeah, he's a little bit slower because you're not utilizing that part of his game in training camp. He's not running around, showing his playmaking ability, making the guy miss on the blitz where they blow the whistle dead. He actually made that sack miss. So that's the kind of stuff that Caleb can do. When the lights come on, I truly believe Caleb will look better than he does in camp.
Clay and I have been up to camp twice together on a couple of Saturdays because, I'm preoccupied Monday through Friday. But I want to get your take on this, Grody, if you agree with what I told Clay. And that is, he looks so much better when they decide to go 2-minute drill than any other part of practice, when he is allowed to maybe do a little bit more freelancing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was like last year. There were so many games where Caleb was kind of a dud for three quarters. And Lord knows, those first couple series, so many times, man, which is what scared me about Tyson Bagent the other day, two straight three and outs. It looked like the Bears offense of last year. So there was a lot of that. So I like that it looks good in the 2-minute offense, But to some degree, that's not the part I'm so worried about with Caleb. It's a damn good part to have down, so to speak. And I'm not saying like he's clinched it, but I'm really focused on those first three quarters at this
point.
You're
like, do the functional, fundamental things before we start worrying about all-world plays.
Get a first down in the first series.
And the other thing that I want to bring up, I know everybody's talking about how much he's getting thrown at him. Yes, in training camp, you get the full playbook, right? When you start game planning for a team like you're game planning for Minnesota, it gets shrunk down so much. You only have so many plays in that book. So he will know exactly where to go on those short amount of plays. Instead of having the entire playbook open to you, it is just a much smaller segment, and you have fewer coverages to worry about because, you know, this is what Brian Flores does. So you'll know the plays that you're going to run against him.
Austin Booker had three sacks again in a preseason game, similar to, was it 2.5 in a game last year? We were all excited about Austin Booker, and then Austin Booker went away. Why will it be different this year from based on what you saw from Austin Booker in the game Sunday?
Because Austin Booker is 22 years old. Marshall Harris is twice the age of Austin Booker. He's had twice the amount of life as Austin Booker.
What are we doing for his 50th, by the way? For Marshall.
We should start planning this thing, man.
Coming right up.
Wow, y'all really coming at my neck.
Watching the game, I thought, wow, that looked impressive. Going back to the all 22. It looked even more impressive.
Really?
Because not only did he have three sacks, he had 7 or 8 pressures, and he looked good against the run. I know he's playing against backups. He had the 2.5 sack game last year. But to me, during camp, hasn't flashed a lot. This is exactly what I told David Haw. David Haw asked me, it's HSN before a show, what about Austin Booker? This was my word-for-word quote. I go, I don't even know how to report on this guy because one play, he's going to come out, he's going to look like Dwight Freeney. He's going to make a spin move in the sack. And the next play, he's going to come out and look like Dwight from The Office, and he's just going to get stonewalled and not going to get anywhere.
He didn't look like Mr. Schrute on Sunday. That's what I'll say about that.
He did not. So if he can put this together like he did last week, and he was running hard, he was chasing down plays. I got a ton of plays on my camera roll that I recorded for my All-22 I wanted to show you, Marshall. I'll show you some of them after we're off air here. But the guy's chasing down plays. You can't teach that.
Yeah.
The aggressiveness, the run game presence, physical. He won on a spin. He won on a long arm. He won on a speed rush. So just his different repertoire of pass rush moves I thought was very incredible. And also, real quick, Dominique Robinson, big game for him. Sack. He had a sack. He had a couple of pressures. This guy was a wide receiver for 3 years in college.
Right. That's crazy.
Going from wide receiver to D-end, that's hard.
Yeah.
Okay? So I was impressed with the way he played. He was good at the point of attack. He was elusive. Those are two guys, when I look at him, I think as a tight end, I go, I probably don't want to block those guys.
Okay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.